Clonmel going for three in a row. They've really bagged the three in a row in the hurling, and you know, they're the favourites all along this year. Tremendous run of success in the club, very rural club, and the Camogie champions the last couple of years as well. They even won reserve football last week. So you know, they won the first title in 2004, went 10 years without winning it. Now they're seeking their third in a row, their fourth ever title. So tremendous achievements for the club, but. No, Loops. They're there to make up the numbers at all. They're the big one. No, three good ones actually in the championship, and they beat Ballinascreen last time out. So we expect to be a very tight game, Tom.
Tell me about Loop. You know, who are the key men?
Very very fit team. Small, physical. They've got this. You know, if you start from here, great goalkeeper, the county keeper, brilliant at the kickouts. He's hitting. Had this midfielders, Terence O'Brien in particular is a particularly good midfielder. Aidan McGillan's a good midfielder. They hit these guys on the run, you know. Into the spaces, and they've no outstanding marquee forwards as such, Tom. But they work hard for each other. They've got plenty of runners coming off the shoulder, etc. They've a young lad playing wing half back is lightning quick. He's been playing for Derry Miners the last 2 years. Paddy Coney's his name, and he's one to watch out for the future. They've got guys chipping in with scores, Kieran Devlin, Anthony O'Neill, Paul McVeigh. Paul Young's been there since, they won their first title in 03. But they're fairly young now, Johnny McBride's come in this year, and Richard Thornton is his trainer from Killyland, and they're a fair management duo, they've got them playing absolutely maxing out, I would say, so they're on their chance, Tom.
Having said that, they will be underdogs against Clonmel,
No, they're underdogs. Clonmel have been the team to beat all along, and they took down Ballinderry, who you'd always, the big team in the last dozen years or so have been the big team in Derry, but Clonmel are now the big team in Derry, and Ballinderry sort of came hoping for a victory rather than expecting a victory. A lot of players are in their 30s now, and they give them all they wanted, but Clonmel, they're great at holding on to the ball, they're great at keeping possession of the game when they get a lead, and that's why I think it's important for Loop that they get a good start and they make Clonmel chase the game. If Clonmel get in front, they'll hold the ball and they'll take their chances whenever it's on, and it's very difficult to dispossess. They're really, really good at that possession football type game,
And remind us again just of the key personnel for Clonmel.
Well, the three outstanding defenders, Brent Rogers and the two McCaigs are great man markers, Karen McCaig and Christopher McCaig. Patsy Bradley is in his 30s now, but he's still a fantastic fielder of a ball, and he still would be looked upon probably as the inspirational figure for Clonmel. And then up front of Christopher Bradley, Sammy Bradley, as they call him, scored the famous winning point in the Ulster final 2 years ago. He was in the Derry panel this year. He's a very elusive type player, small but elusive, and can pick passes, can get vital scores. But there's a couple of young lads that have sort of stepped up to the mark in the last year or two, young Shane McGuigan and young Cormac O'Doherty, excellent forwards too. So they've a good sprint then all over the field, and I would say I still fancy them, even though Loop had a big victory in the semi-final. I've said that Clonmel are the team all along, and I still fancy them to take the title for the third year in a row, Tom.
And tell me, just before we let you go, Eamon, your junior final is on as well. It's Thrum versus McGilligan, a novel pairing, I would have thought.
Thrum have been the favourites, really, this year. They won the league, and they're promoted, and I watched them in the final last year against Fochan Vale, and they drew the first day, and they could beat the second day out. So they would still be the favourites. It's great to see McGilligan in the final. Actually, the last time that McGilligan played in the final, I was actually playing against them, and that was 1988. So it was 28 years ago. That's the last junior final McGilligan I've got to. But there's a young manager, Darren McShane, has done a great job. So it's great to see, because it's not a, wouldn't be renowned as a GA parish at all out there, so that's hoping for a good performance then, but really expecting a drum victory.